Welcome to Follow the Sound. I'm your host, Brian Kroc. Each week we explore a different aspect of music, be it albums, concerts, or even just the artists themselves. If you'd like to help support Follow the Sound, you can go to followthesoundpodcast.com, and on the right-hand side of the website will be a banner for amazon.com. If you click on the Amazon banner, it will take you to Amazon, and from there you can do all your normal shopping, and we get a percentage back from the things that you buy. So it helps us continue doing shows, and it helps us to keep putting stuff on. This week we've got a short one. We're doing another EP from a band called Deos Vale. Deos Vale actually is a combination of Latin and Old French, and it roughly translates to humble servant of God. And the members of this band definitely use their faith as their influence. But the lead singer, Wes, is really well known for doing sort of whimsical kind of takes on lyrics. And I know when you start to listen to it, you'll figure that out too. But this band has been around since around 2003, and they've done a bunch of tours, I know that much, and they've opened for groups like Owl City and May, and they did some stuff with Warped Tour, and a couple of other ones too. The reason why I like them is because it's a solid band. They're very good with their musicianship. And Wes writes these interesting lyrics, as well as he has an incredible falsetto that he uses to great effect. So I ended up seeing Deos Vale at a church in what I believe is Shiloh, Illinois. And there weren't a lot of people there, but it was still just amazing to see. Another guy that I know named Owen Pye actually opened for them, and Owen does a great job. He's a very good singer-songwriter. But Deos Vale was there, and they just put on a great show. Like, it was kind of hard to imagine, actually. I mean, they're like I said, there weren't a whole lot of people there, but the way that they performed and the way that they did stuff was just really good. And so I just wanted to show you a quick selection of their EP that they released back in 2008 called White Lights, an EP that I actually picked up at that concert. Yeah, I like actually buying CDs. I do the digital stuff just because it's easier, but I actually do enjoy buying albums. There's something nice about having a physical copy of it. So without further ado, let us get into White Lights by Deos Vale. The first song is called Undercover.
See the stars, it's your troubles ending. A million miles from here, will they disappear? A galaxy of excuses far away. The frequencies of our metal towers. Rusty sound reminding us to pray. Will you tell me if it really matters? So take your bags and leave your things behind. Cause this is never over. Going undercover. That you were another. Why don't you just let me down? Oh, well, you're in your possessions. I don't see inhibitions. The time has come to let your demons hurt.
So as you can hear, they use a lot of different elements in their songwriting. They use a lot of different instruments underneath things. You could hear some violin, some strings in there, and some interesting little high parts on a keyboard. The drums are sort of a little bit crazy and off kilter, but it fits with the song. It's a very well-rounded sort of approach to creating this style of alternative rock. let's get on to the next song, the title track of the album, White Lights. And actually, this is my favorite song on the album.
She's dropping breadcrumbs to show where she's been, to a house made of candy, of sorrow, of sin. And she hopes it's alright that she quietly let herself in. This is her addiction, this is her thing. This is the place where she deals with the pain. And sometimes the stars in her sky, or then it's the rain. Echoes coming back. What's this? Hedonist attack. She's got white lights on her face from the bad taste that she just can't erase.
So you can hear on that song in the chorus that that high part that Wes can hit, and he does that a lot of times in his music, and it's really one of the most catching things from the group. It's one of the things that draws you in when you're listening to the band. Now, the thing that works really, really well with this group, though, is the fact that everything is so well balanced in the song. There isn't a part in there that seems like it doesn't really fit. There isn't a thing that the drummer does that doesn't sound like it fits with the song. The guitar player is doing exactly what he needs to do. They're hitting all of their right parts as far as like hitting certain beats and accenting certain notes. The ability to do these types of things is kind of rare in a lot of groups that I come across. And it's only the best that really figure out how to do these things properly. But let's move on to the next one. This one's called Last Place. One of their slower ones, but at the same time, it's quite powerful, especially when it builds up to the chorus.
The air in my lungs fills the voice of my heart. It sings of good things. So go for the
chorus that he hits those really high parts, the band builds up underneath it. This is actually the second time to the chorus. The first time, you know, with that really dropped out, not a lot of instruments in it, just him singing. But then when they build up and those drums come in and they're just hitting in all these just off hits, and the guitar is just there, just hammering away. It's a great way to build up power in a song. Now on to the next one. It's a song called From Priest to Thieves. And here you can really hear Wes in his tone. It's very, very pure. He doesn't have a lot of vibrato in his voice, and he doesn't drop off in tones at all. Like, when he hits a note, he just stays there, and it's really, really beautiful, actually. Not a lot of singers can do that. I guess we'll begin all over again. And you're coming back. It's all your fault. We loved ourselves and lost it all. What have we done? Up next is the final song on the album, Balance. This is one of those things that I talked about before, that this isn't the band that hits very fast. Like, they aren't just real heavy and they're rocking and all of that. What they do is they build on and they add layers to music to where you can actually, like, get into the music. Now, they do write a lot of melancholy type stuff, but even the stuff that they write that's happy, it still has sort of a melancholy tinge to it. But for a band like this, it really works. I mean, you can't be happy all the time, and it just depends on who the writer is. I know in myself, when I write music, I don't write happy music. It's just, I'm a happy kind of guy. But I don't write music that's happy. It's just, it's a way for me to express my darker emotions and the deeper side of things. And I think that Wes does the same thing in this album. Together. That was White Lights by Deos Vale. A very short album, yes, but a very good one as far as I'm concerned. I listen to this one at least a few times a year just to get it back in my head again and just to listen to those really good high-end notes and Wes's just pure tone and the complex music that drives underneath it. So I hope you enjoyed it. I know that I did. I know this is just going to be a short one. It's, you know, not very long, but at the same time, it doesn't matter. If somebody wants to produce an album that's, you know, 15 minutes long, 20 minutes long, then that's fine. I don't have a problem reviewing that. You know, I get into, I think that a lot of bands like to put in, you know, really long albums, and those are the ones that, like, I'll listen to half of them and then I don't listen to the rest of it because I'm done with it after that. But for me, I like these short ones just because they get the point across and then they stop. Like, that's it. But that's neither here nor there. I hope you enjoyed it. I really enjoyed showing you this album. It's one of my favorites. Now, keep in mind, my list of favorites is kind of long. I mean, like, there's got to be a lot on that list. But it's a great album, and I suggest that you go out and give it a listen. And remember, if you hear it, follow the sound. If you enjoyed listening to Follow the Sound, please go out and check out lineupmedia.fm. You can find a ton of great programs on there. Shows like Behind the Eight Ball, a general discussion show where they talk about anything and everything, and it's just hilarious. Or shows like Not So Fast, where they talk about sports and pop culture. You can even go on and listen to Youth Baseball Talk, which is just about kids playing America's favorite pastime. And you can listen to shows like The Girls Girls Show, which is about empowering women in today's society and dealing with women's issues. We've got shows for practically everything. So I suggest you go to lineupmedia.fm, check out the entire lineup that's on there, and give it a listen.